So now, if we know then that the brain on the neural synaptic level is in the intense dream state, that these little fingers in the synapse swell with the psychedelic pinoline, that the psychedelic pinoline, what it does, it's an etheric chemical that the brain manufactures at anywhere from 1:30 to 4 in the morning. And the brain produces it then. They swell. So whatever you start to dream at this level, that those little fingers of the synapse are literally in the quantum world, which means if we look here at these atoms, we have the nuclei, we have the outer shell, and then we have a traveling electron, a very simple atom, that this silent region in the quantum is part of the subatomic world. It's these that we affect with this. Now, let me pause here for a moment. Everything that sits here in the frontal lobe in the silent region is affecting this here. If you are running your associative memory every day, which means you're living in the habit that your life is very predictable, very predictable. That if you're running associative memory, if you're thinking in the same mode, and this is what happens to people who become very depressed by their attitude because their life doesn't seem to change because one is affecting the other. That if you're sitting here drawing out streams of memory thinking, we are calling you an intellectual, that thinking is flashing in the frontal lobe frames of memory. You should know, when I have put you into focus and told you to be still, never was your brain so loud. Never was your monkey mind so vicious. How many of you understand that? Now, it's only when you get still that you start to reflect that you're doing that. Most people never know they're doing that. But that running, thinking, stream of thinking, thought is affecting this right here, this quantum level. Now, daytime effects on quantum aren't as powerful as nighttime effects, but whatever goes on in the day becomes the food of thought for dreams at night. And it's the dreams at night that start to change. If you go to bed worried, you go to bed with a broken heart, or you go to bed and you're in anxiety for some silly reason that's a part of your habit, that's the program running. You're going to have dreams that night made out of the stream of memory that day. And at night, these levels starts to affect this. Now, this is the quantum level. Here we have that which is termed an atom, tiny little nuclei with its electron, and it's going counterclockwise. Counterclockwise is going to the past. How many of you understand that? Just for simplicity. So when a person is running the program up here, they are collapsing the quantum and the electron is rotating backwards. In other words, nothing new is happening. This is a predictable state. It is called the determined state. The determined state is a direct reflection off of associative memory. This is the past. So what happens? This starts to move backwards. So stream memory up here comes into the dream at night, affects it on this level here, and what happened? Suddenly, all the things you were thinking about that day start to predictably start happening to you. People from the old days start to call, come around. Whatever your thinking is, it's creating your life. You start to worry about somebody doing something to you, and just like it, they do it. That's the way it always happens. You're the unlucky person in your life. At night, this collapses the field of energy to make your life exactly what your associative memory was thinking about all day. How many of you understand? Now, quantum mechanics suggest that much better than former states, it suggests that a single electron, which is this little entity here, can exist going counterclockwise, clockwise, are both simultaneously with spin. Now, how many of you understand that? This is very true, but it is only a branch of a tree of physics that has not yet been discovered. But that means that this electron and this one and these are all the same electron, and they are happening simultaneously in a quantum state. So that means that quantum mechanics suggests what your teacher has been telling you, that one vast nothing materially, all things potentially, that all things potentially, that means that they always existed. So, every level of your associative thought already exists. In every situation, every conceivable situation, it already exists because it is a potential. So, this electron is a determined electron existing as three variables simultaneously. So, at night when you go to bed, your associative memory has created them to be all potentials simultaneously. That's why, like magic, you don't even think it's happening to you, but every day your life seems to fall into the same predictable mode. That's because every predictable mode that is existing in associative memory already exists. It's already there. And all you have to do is dream it, and the frame changes. So quantum mechanics, even though it is theoretical, goes along with these teachings nicely, because it says that everything that your father and mother taught you, and every associative strand of thought, every concept of failure and guilt, every concept of unhappiness and joy, every means to success and failure are all associated like a web chemically in the brain. And if they already live there as memory, they already exist here as potentials. So it's like lightning. You feel bad during the day, and everything goes bad in your life. And it was like somebody told everything to do that to you. You did, by running the memory. It's associative memory. So at night, you worry about that old past habit of yours, or you're living the habit. That night, you're collapsing this electron counterclockwise, which changes the charge in the nuclei here, which changes it on a matter level. Mathematically, it changes its charge. So it will coagulate with like forms. They, in turn, become the overlay to reality. Or here is the one where you're thinking forward. You're thinking in a different strand. Or here's one where they're happening simultaneously. So, what am I trying to tell you here in this language is that when you go home, you're going to go home to a fixed structure of attitude that you agreed to in your life. And in fact, everything that you look at is going to be familiar to you. But why is it familiar? Everything you have is associated with something. It's on your walls, it's on your tables, it's in your closet. You wear it on your body. Every piece of jewelry that you have is an associative memory that runs in the brain continuously, unconsciously. When you go home, you're going to go back into a fixed mode like when you came here. But when you go back, what will be disturbing to you is that suddenly you start to wake up and you start to ponder for a moment how all of this came together and all these people in your life and why you do all of the things that you do in your life and why you think all the bad thoughts that you do. And suddenly you will have answers to every incident in your life, and it all come home to you. And you'll suddenly begin to understand yet another more profound level, that your life, that victimization that you carry around with you, that eternal suffering that you carry around with you, that propensity to hurt other people, that deep revenge or jealousy, all of that that you carry around with you is nothing but a memory that you constitute as the self, and it is not. It is the process of associative thinking. And when that enters the frontal lobe, brain has no other choice but to affect it on the dream state and affect it in the quantum world. So your world keeps mirroring to you what you keep putting up here. Now, are you a bad person? No, you are not a bad person. You are an ignorant people. Ignorance is forgivable. Ignorance can be changed with knowledge. And what is it that you have to learn? First, that the caliber of your personality is just associative memory. And that the real you has never been lived. And who is that? That's this deep mind back here. And it hasn't even been called into view because you've assumed that you knew what everyone always thought about you, didn't you? You already assumed what the day was going to bring. You knew that the man wouldn't hire you. You knew that you wouldn't be accepted as a lover. You knew that all along. Well, if you knew that, then what's deeper mind going to do but just to applaud your stance? Well, here, you're going to have it. You see, you're so busy knowing the answers up here, but the way that you know them is because they're coming out of your own head. They predict your own life. You know that person doesn't like you. You're right, they don't. Yes. Now, what are you going to do about that? Well, I was right. Yes, you were right. So, did that put a loaf of bread on your table tonight? Is that going to warm your heart when you go to bed tonight?